Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golcher dictating an endoscopy report on Angie Alonzo, date of birth 4/15/1998, date of procedure November 18, 2023. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golcher Dio. Referring physician is Dr. Adrian Artiles. Indication is melanoma, comma, hematochezia, comma, change in bowel habits with constipation, comma, family history of colon cancer. Prescription of procedure informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing such as a malignancy. We'll explain to the patient. Period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated, dressed for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. Period. A well lubricated Olympus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus. Period. A retroflex is obtained in the cardia. Period. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Period. Digital rectal exam was normal. Period. Over lubricated Olympus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which has it was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination is made of cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, and descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum. Period. A retroflex view of the rectum was obtained. Period. The TI appeared unremarkable. Period. Bowel preparation was good. Period. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Boston bowel prep score was 2-3-3. Findings, number one, at upper endoscopy, number one, unremarkable proximal and mid-esophagus. Next line, there was a small tongue of salmon-colored mucosa noted. Period, the Z-line was irregular at 36 centimeters from the bite block. Period. Biopsies were obtained of this area for histology. Next line, there was gastric erythema noted. Biopsies were obtained of the stomach for H. pylori. Next line, there was an unremarkable duodenum to D2. Period. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, number one. The TI appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was a diminutive sigmoid colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. There was no evidence of any internal hemorrhoids. There were skin tags noted. Plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend high-fiber diet with fiber supplements as needed, as well as Miralax in addition, given the constipation period. Next line, GERD precautions period. If patient is found to have Barrett's esophagus, will need to be placed on PPI daily with repeat endoscopy in 3 to 5 years. Next line. Recommend repeat surveillance colonoscopy in 5 years pending pass. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled.